055, the holy color festival of Radha and Krishna at Radha Kund. Brindadevi says, "Hey Radha Madhav, look, we are approaching the northwestern corner of the Lita Sakhi's beautiful Kunj. There is a colorful stage set up there for you to enjoy your holy festival. The floor is decorated with pictures of a guru and musk. There are golden jugs filled with musk, sandalwood, aguru, and kumkum mixed in water. There are numerous jeweled pitchkaris, long syringes, stand ready for squirting various colored liquids, which are very pleasing. There are flower bombs and flower arrows made of kumkum powder, camphor, and other ingredients. There are golden plates filled with pan, flower garlands, and rose-scented drinking water. There are some special flower bombs made from camphor, musk, aguru, and kumkum that are coated with lac. They are so delicate that simply by breathing on them, they break open. When these shellac flower bombs are thrown into the sky, they burst in midair to cover one's opponent with color from the sky. Shyam gets up on a stage to play holi with the beautiful young ladies of Braj. Picking up the pitchkaris, colored powders, and other fragrant substances, Krishna and the gopis begin the battle of holi in a loving spirit. Oh, what a sweet pastime. Krishna and the gopis are all chewing pan and are dressed in thin white outfits, while squirting color from their pitchkaris. The gopis initiate Cupid's battle by showering arrows of love-filled glances from their dancing eyebrow bows. Krishna's lotus eyes dance in delight upon the sweet charms of the gopis' beautiful bodies, shining through their wet clothes. The eyes of the gopis also drink Krishna's delicious form peeking through his wet clothes. The gopis' golden cheeks are bulging from the thick wads of pan they are chewing. Wet locks of hair and beads of perspiration adorn their foreheads. The flowers falling from their braids and the loosened hair swaying over their shoulders and breasts enhances their radiant beauty all the more. The youthful gopis keep powder bombs tucked in their veils or hanging from their waist belts. While trying to protect themselves from Krishna's color attack, The gopis sing beautiful songs, stimulating the feelings of love. Radhika and the gopis inundate their pranavalabha with a deluge of prema, while flinging varieties of fragrant powder and flower bombs, or squirting pitchkaris of colored liquids. A flower bow and quiver of flower arrows rests on Krishna's shoulders. His enchanting murali flute is tucked in his sash. Krishna picks up a jeweled pitchkari and sprays the gopis with fragrant liquids. And then playfully tosses powders on their bodies. The powders of musk, saffron, camphor, sandalwood, aguru, and kunkum are both pleasing to see, pleasing to touch, and pleasing to smell. One becomes surcharged with ecstasy when bombarded by such wonderful natural items. A whole and amazing stream of colored water shoots out of Krishna's pitchkari. It splits into 100 and then 1,000 streams while traversing the sky. Then as that column of water falls from the air, it becomes 1,000,000 streams to completely saturate the gopis. When Krishna and the gopis throw fragrant powder at each other, it sticks to their wet bodies. When the lac flower bombs hit the ground, they burst and color everyone with fragrant powders. Krishna tosses kunkum on the gopis' bodies, and it turns into droplets that resemble red flowers on golden vines. Then the musk decorations on the gopis' bodies appear like swarms of sleeping bees. The fragrant kunkum water squirting from Radha's pitchkari splashes over Krishna's body like hundreds of moonbeams reflected upon a deep blue sky. The kunkum bombs filled with camphor, sindoor, and flower pollen explode above the gopis to drench their wet bodies and clothes in multicolors. The entire area becomes covered with a canopy of colors from the monsoon shower of liquids and powders. Ho, ho, holy hey! Ho, ho, holy hey! Krishna tries to touch Radha, but this awakens her kutamita bhav, and thus she douses Krishna with fragrant powder. While an argument breaks out, a restless-eyed Sakhi sneaks up from behind and throws an entire flask of colored water over Krishna's shoulders. The gopis surround Krishna and bombard him with fragrant powders. Krishna retaliates by tossing powder in their faces. Seizing the opportunity, Krishna embraces and kisses the gopis. Radha runs up and blasts Shyam with powder, and he quickly wraps Radha in a loving embrace. The Sakhis surround Sri Yugal Kishore like a protective curtain, and look on as Krishna satisfies all his desires. These fortunate Sakis playfully tease Krishna. They pierce his heart and immobilize Krishna with the cupid arrows of their love-filled glances. Somehow, Krishna regains his composure and then retaliates with his arrows by joining his restless eyes with his gentle dancing smile. Though these arrows strike the gopis' hearts and deeply affect them, Krishna himself is still reeling from the effect of the gopis' amorous arrows. A most rare and unusual sight manifests on earth. It appears that a monsoon cloud has descended on earth to assume a human form. And amazingly, the lightning is showering the cloud with rust. But the most astonishing sight of all is to see a group of beautiful lightning strikes repeatedly showering the cloud with streams of fragrant colored water. Hence the eyes of the Chatiki birds continually drink the pure nectar of this cloud. Thus ends the holy color festival in Radhakund and Lalita's large kunj. Ho, ho, holy hey! Holy hey, prem se, holy hey, prem se, holy hey, ho ho, holy hey, Radhe.